السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فبعثوا أحدكم بورقكم هذه إلى المدينة فلينظر أيها أزكى طعاما فليأتكم برزق منه وليتلطف ولا يشعرن بكم أحدا. صدق الله العظيم. وسئل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من نجاه؟ وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: أملك عليك لسانك وليسعك بيتك وابكي على خطيئتك، وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. My dear respected brothers and elders, the Muslim Ummah, globally as well as locally, is facing battles on different fronts. When it comes to the situation internationally, it is no secret that with the exception of one or two victories, that alhamdulillah, the frequency of which are increasing. But apart from these few victories that are in favor of the believers, unfortunately the Muslim Ummah is going through difficulty and hardship and is on the losing side, apparently, when it comes to these confrontations. But we should not become discouraged or disheartened by the situation. But rather, we should utilize the situation abroad for the betterment of our situation locally. When it comes to battle, when it comes to war, sometimes a person might come to the assumption that we are doing something wrong, as a result of which we find ourselves with the odds not in our favor. With regards to this, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, Al-Harbu Sijal. Yanaluna minna wa nanalu minhum, o kama qala alayhi salatu wa sallam. That when it comes to war, it is not a one-sided affair. The odds are not consistently in favor of one side. Sometimes the favor, odds would be in the favor of the Muslims. They will be dominant. And at times, the odds will be against them, where the enemy will be dominant. In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws the picture in the Quran Kareem, حَتَّى يَقُولَ الرَّسُولُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَهُ مَتَى نَصْرُ اللَّهِ. That they will be shaken, they will be attacked, to the point that the messenger, the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and those around him, they will be driven to the point and to ask, Mata Nasrullah? That when is the assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala going to come? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers that in the Quran Kareem, Ala inna Nasrullahi qareeb. That the assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very close. Like we say, it is round the corner. So that is one war that is taking place internationally. Our brothers are fighting physical enemies, taking up arms. We will make dua for them, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants them victory. And whatever small victories we will find, we will not fall into conspiracies with regards to what is happening. If it is for the betterment of the Muslims, even temporarily we will say alhamdulillah. There's something to rejoice for. What the future holds, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. But with regards to us as well, we are also fighting battles, every one of us locally. And with regards to the battles that we are fighting as well, it is not a one-sided affair. And this battle is not a battle which is being waged for the last few decades or the last few centuries. But this battle was declared when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam alayhi salatu wassalam. And then commanded Iblis to prostrate to Adam alayhi salatu wassalam. And Iblis refused. And as a result of which, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala banished Iblis from the heavens.
At that point, Iblis waged war against every one of us. And wallahi, my dear brothers, it may seem a bit insensitive to compare it to the physical war where there is physical casualties. But this war against shaitan is a far more important war than the physical war. Because if you lose the physical war, at that point, whatever happened before that did not matter. Whatever happens after that, you have achieved what you want to achieve as your purpose of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your purpose of life is achieved. That when you attain shahada, you attain martyrdom. But if you lose this war against shaitan, then my dear brothers, what comes after that is worse than war itself. It is never-ending destruction, never-ending disaster. So this war that we are waging against Iblis, against shaitan, like the physical war that takes place, where the odds are not in our favor all the time, similarly, when it comes to this war against shaitan, there are times, alhamdulillah, when the odds are in our favor, like the month of Ramadan, the occasion of Hajj, the various auspicious nights that take place, the day of Jumu'ah, for example, where ibadah takes place, people come to the masjid, our ma'mulat on a higher level compared to other days. Then unfortunately, the odds are in his favor as well, where this war, he is gaining over us. And we find, unfortunately, that we find ourselves in this time today, where we ignore the wars that are taking place internationally. We turn a blind eye towards it. And we make a concerted effort to utilize the additional finance and the additional time at our disposal to break the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not only trying to defend ourselves against the onslaught from shaitan, we willingly put ourselves in a situation which compromises our very essence as reciters of the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Events taking place, hosted by Muslims under the banner of Islam. But everything about it, with the exception of the name, is un-Islamic. Everything compromises our very essence as Muslims. As if the events that are taking place abroad are not lessons for us. The people who were once wealthy people. I remember when I was in South America, one brother took us to distribute zakat parcels. So we went to one family, we went to the home, we went inside. It was a cardiologist with his few children. The clothing that he was wearing at that time, the suits, etc., was probably valued more than my entire wardrobe. And he noticed that caught my eye. And he's telling me, "You're looking at my clothing and you're distributing," in perfect English as well. He was a Syrian refugee in South America. He says that, "You're looking at my clothing. This is what I used to wear on a daily basis." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such that whatever they fled with, they fled with. They took it. That was the clothing they had. But now he's living off zakat parcels. As my dear brothers, if you do not take this as a lesson, that the life of this world is temporary, the lazzat of this world, the enjoyment of the world is temporary, it does not last forever. But what matters is the akhirat. What matters is our kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Then we will come into the realization that especially during this time, what matters more than ever? What matters more than seeking the pursuit of what we assume to be enjoyment is to protect our iman. Eternal salvation. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked by one sahabi radiallahu anhu, that what is najah, what is salvation? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives some timeless advice. What does Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? Al-amlik alayka lisanak, or amsik alayka lisanak. That control your tongue. You find, especially now, there will be traffic jams, road rage. The husband is at home, spending more time with his family. than he does normally. You see, during this time, the person finds out who he's really married to. Or she finds out who she's really married to. Then tensions start flying, especially when it's hot. At that time, say, أَمْلِكْ عَلَيْكَ لِسَانَكَ. Control your tongue. Control your tongue with your subordinates. Control your tongue with those who are weaker than you. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned the hadith, مَنْ يَضْمَدْ لِي مَا بَيْنَ لَحْيَيْهِ وَمَا بَيْنَ فَخِذَيْهِ أَضْمَدْ لَهُ الْجَنَّةِ. That person who can guarantee for me that which is between his jaws and that which is between his thighs. Meaning he safeguards his tongue and he safeguards his chastity. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, give me guarantee of these two limbs of yours. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I give you guarantee of Jannah. So this is the first step towards salvation. One is verbal abuse. The other is deceit, lying, cheating, corruption. What comes out from this tongue, my dear brothers, has the capability of making or breaking you. So make this intention, inshallah, we'll be very careful of what comes out from this tongue. Increase our tilawat of Quran during these days. Increase our dhikrullah, remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam during these days. Do not fall into that deception that for you to have a good time, you have to compromise your deen, compromise your iman. That for you to have some happiness, some solace, for you to pass through this period, through this season, through this month, that you have to put yourself in a compromising situation with regards to your deen. In fact, at this time when a person makes a concerted effort to fulfill the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, increase his ibadah, you will find added lazzat, added enjoyment in his ibadah. Thereafter Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَلْيَسَعْكَ بَيْتُكَ. That your house should be sufficient for you. If you have to go out of the house, if you have to visit family members, by all means, utilize this time to join family ties. That is also a very important commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. See the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala within the confines of Sharia. Enjoy the beauty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala within the confines of Sharia. That too is permissible. But as far as possible, remain within the confines of your home. And if you have to leave your home for whatever reason, you have to go on a journey, there is no other time for you to visit certain family members, then to remember that there are regulations with regards to traveling, with regards to being out and about. Take lesson from Ashabul Kahf, the people of the cave. Today being Friday, we're supposed to be reading our Suratul Kahf. If you have not yet recited it, then make an intention by the time the sun sets, inshallah, that we will complete our Suratul Kahf, inshallah. We'll all do this, inshallah. That Suratul Kahf, named after those youngsters who took refuge in a camp, in a cave. When they reached the cave, they went to sleep for so many hundred years. When they wake up, when we go to sleep for one night, when we wake up, what a hunger do we experience. 2 days, we're fasting. What a hunger do we experience. After a few centuries, they get up. They are hungry. They require some sustenance, some nourishment. But even then too, they were extremely cautious with regards to how they went about what they needed to do. They spoke to one another. What did they say? فَبَعَثُوا أَحَدَكُمْ بِوَرِقِكُمْ هَذِهِ إِلَى الْمَدِينَةِ. That we have some notes, some coins, or some currency. Let's we send one of us. Let him leave the protection of this cave, and let him go to the marketplace or to the city. But he needs to follow some strict instructions. He's going to bring for some food. What must he do? فَلْيَنْظُرْ أَيُّهَا أَزْكَى طَعَامًا. That he should see which is the most pure, which is the most halal of food. Unfortunately, we have fallen into this deception or this misconception that if there is no meat, then it is permissible to eat it. If it is seafood, it is permissible to eat it. It's halal. Now they have even created a term, halal friendly. Ask anyone in the food industry, it is impossible for such a concept to exist. Halal friendly is anything but friendly towards halal. It is an enemy of halal, in fact. Recently, there was a big controversy with regards to a restaurant in Johannesburg, after which it was purchased by Muslims. Possibly now they claim it to be halal. Allahu alam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. But they used to have the claim halal friendly, that all the meat served was sourced from halal sources. After a few years, someone discovered that they had pork served as one of the dishes. The owner, he admitted that there was pork in one of the dishes. Now everyone becomes worried that all this time they were eating haram. My dear brothers, if a person does not understand the concept of halal, if a person is not blessed with the gift of iman, the understanding of the kalima, la ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, you cannot trust that person with what goes into your body. You cannot trust him to nourish your blood with halal food. Be careful where we consume food from. Even if it is written halal, not alone halal friendly, if it is written halal, if you do not know the source of the food, just a simple bread with chips, or you from Johannesburg, crisps. That too, to carry on, just to keep yourself, to keep your back straight. But stay away from establishments which will compromise your iman. فَلْيَنْظُرْ أَيُّهَا أَزْكَى طَعَامًا. Thereafter, what do they say? وَلْيَتَلَطَّفْ وَلَا يُشْعِرَنَّ بِكُمْ أَحَدًا. This applies whilst you are at home, whilst you are on a journey, before you leave, whilst you are on the journey, when you come back. وَلْيَتَلَطَّفْ. Keep a low profile. وَلَا يُشْعِرَنَّ بِكُمْ أَحَدًا. The people should not come to know about what you are doing. Unfortunately, with social media, from the time the tickets are booked, already you're posting your date of departure, place of departure, date of return. So the people know your house is empty from this date to that date. That is one person, the thief that is browsing social media with the sole intent of cleaning out the homes of those who are not there. Then is those that who you think they have good wishes for you. But like the story of Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam, when Yaqub alayhi salatu was salam tells Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam, لا تقصص رؤياك على إخوتك فيكيدوا لك كيدا. That your dream that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you saw, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to give you nubuwat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to give you prophethood. This is a ni'mat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your own blood brothers, do not tell them about this dream. They do not tell your own blood brothers about this ni'mat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Perhaps they may plot and plan with regards to you. And when he did tell them, in fact, they plotted to assassinate him and remove him. And eliminate him. So if their own blood brothers could not be trusted, what about strangers on social media? You assume that everyone is happy for you. In fact, very, very few people are happy for you and your progress. And even if a person is happy for you, a person may be less fortunate, he will feel it in his heart that how this person is flying, this person is going to that country, is consuming this food. The effect of that bad nazri will fall as well. It will have its negative impact on you. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed you with a ni'mat, keep it to yourself. Do not flaunt it for everyone to see. Do not invite bad nazri. Do not invite the evil eye. Keep a low profile with all our bounties, with all our ni'mat. And with regards to posting on social media, one is photography that is completely haram. Unfortunately, not just pictures of inanimate objects, pictures of animate objects are being posted. Pictures of our wives, na'uzu billahi min zalik, our daughters, Where is our haya? Where is our modesty? Where is our shame as a ummah? That we are traveling the world, putting our family for everyone to see. The effect of this, my dear brothers, then we'll find that there's no happiness in the home. There is a constant quarreling. Our children are disobedient. Our wives are recalcitrant. There is a lack of contentment in our homes with regards to everything that we are doing. And then from one destination we want to go to the next, until everything halal is depleted, and then we fall into haram. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the understanding of keeping a low profile, staying away from that which is haram, acts which are haram, places that are haram, food that is haram. Utilize this time to win that war that is being waged against us by shaitan. Utilize this time for the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Stay away from the ma'asiyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.